Good morning, Gdańsk!
Good morning, Gdańsk! Witamy bardzo serdecznie naszych słuchaczy 3 maja, wspaniałego, cudownego 3 maja.
It's Majówka indeed. A nice long weekend. I hope you're all enjoying it right now.
Majówka to jedna sprawa, a druga to nasze święto narodowe, 3 maja, święto Konstytucji. Chris Farman.
And Ewelina Potocka. How do Polish people kind of celebrate this Majówka? Because obviously we have a huge long weekend, yes. Most people will take it off work, I assume.
No oczywiście, że tak, to jest najważniejsze. Majówkę można spędzać jak tylko ci się podoba. Możesz wyjeżdżać, możesz w domu. Mam nadzieję, że państwo nie remontują swoich mieszkań, bo to najgorszy pomysł na spędzanie wolnego czasu. Ale dzisiaj mam nadzieję, że chociaż przez chwilę pomyślicie o naszej pięknej historii. Niełatwej, jakby nie patrzeć. 3 maja 1791 roku powstała polska konstytucja. Pierwsza i jedyna taka w Europie.
Wow, okay. And obviously, you know, with the UK we don't exactly have a constitution.
No właśnie, jak wy możecie żyć, Brytyjczycy, bez konstytucji?
What do you mean? How do we live without a constitution? It's relatively easy in the UK. Obviously, I'm not too sure why we don't exactly have a constitution. But our American cousins do have, and of course they take this very seriously. And the national anthem is performed in some of the most bizarre places, which of course in Poland you just wouldn't have this. For example, in cinema theaters, stadiums, baseball games. Like, can you imagine if Lechia Gdańsk had the Polish anthem every time before they played the game? It would be quite interesting, but I'm not sure the audience would be so involved in the anthem like our American cousins. And in fact, the American national anthem was first performed, the Star Spangled Banner, at a baseball game in Brooklyn, New York in 1862, which is crazy how an anthem so many years old can obviously carry on through decades. And today I've got something very special, a new version of the American national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, sung by the one and only Lady Gaga. Take a listen to this, Evelina, see what you think.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? Like, come on, Lady Gaga singing the national anthem? That's quite impressive. I don't think many singers could pull that off, to be honest. Now, talking about national anthems, where are we?
Jesteśmy w wyjątkowym miejscu. Podobało ci się? Jechaliśmy, cudowne drzewa, pola. Poza miastem jesteśmy, to na pewno. No i cudowne obejście, w którym znajduje się Muzeum Polskiego Hymnu. Jesteśmy w Będominie.
I had no idea Poland had a national anthem museum until somebody actually told me it's right here in Będomin. I didn't even know where Będomin was until we were driving here, and actually it's a little bit hidden, but absolutely beautiful out here. The wow. It's a fantastic place to bring your family, have a picnic and things like this. The grounds are absolutely amazing.
Oczywiście cudownie łączy się historia polskiego hymnu z historią Konstytucji 3 maja, powstania jej, bo to wszystko zbudowało w dłuższej perspektywie polską tożsamość. Konstytucja 3 maja, do you know anything about this?
I don't know too much, but of course I know, for example, during these times, Poland went through a lot. Like, we're talking a lot where the country was divided between other countries, because of course your neighbors here are not
exactly... Prusy, Austria i Rosja niestety nie były najmilsze dla nas.
Your neighbors were not exactly the most friendly, let's say. But of course, the constitution gave the Polish people some hope, let's say maybe, some hope, some feeling of freedom in a way.
Tak, bo byliśmy już wtedy po pierwszym rozbiorze Polski i Polacy zastanawiali się, co będzie dalej z przyszłością naszego kraju. I okazało się, że elity, szlachta potrafią się dogadać i stworzyli właśnie Konstytucję 3 maja, która była niezwykle nowoczesną konstytucją, jak na tamte czasy. Inne kraje później się wzorowały na polskiej konstytucji, więc to był taki znak nadziei, że może jednak się uda, może jednak przeżyjemy, może jednak będziemy wspólnotą.
That's right. And I heard the Polish Constitution was actually the first one in Europe. Which is very impressive considering the history of the country. And then of course, 3 years later, we had the French, which come along with their own constitution. And just to give you an idea of the French national anthem, we do have that lined up for you next.
À nos enfants de la patrie, jour de gloire.
Wow, can you believe a voice like that? A national anthem, so strong. It kind of makes anybody stand up. And come on, now I can see why the French are so pretentious. You know, if they have a national anthem so strong, you have a right to act that kind of very specific way. Do you actually celebrate Constitution Day though, or is it just something which is now a little bit more forgotten about?
Myślę, że pewnie trochę jest zapomniane, ale tutaj jest rola nauczycieli i szkół, by w szkołach o tym właśnie przypominać. I ja doskonale pamiętam, w szkole podstawowej zawsze mieliśmy apele. Bardzo ładnie byliśmy ubrani i recytowaliśmy właśnie wiersze albo krótkie scenki, odstawialiśmy właśnie z tamtych czasów.
Wow.
Takie rekonstrukcje małe.
Okay, I need to see if anything happens like this, obviously not at school, maybe out on the streets, because normally do people celebrate or do they just enjoy?
They
just
enjoy
the weekend.
They
Yeah, of course.
They enjoy.
Great.
Konstytucja 3 maja.
And of course, what we have coming up next, we do have a very special guest.
No właśnie, bo tak jak już powiedzieliśmy, jesteśmy w Muzeum Polskiego Naszego Narodowego Hymnu w Będominie, więc będziemy rozmawiać też o tej pieśni, która jak się okazuje na początku była niejako piosenką, a później dopiero stała się naszym narodowym hymnem.
And I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about this this hymn, actually, this national anthem. If you haven't been, I would 100% recommend it. And obviously, it's actually very new, to be honest. Not new. Of course. But there was a renovation, which was around 4 years ago.
Jak dowiedzieliśmy się, sukcesywnie odnawiane jest muzeum. Ostatnia renowacja jakieś 4 lata temu. Ale przede wszystkim, drodzy słuchacze, koniecznie musicie tutaj zajrzeć, bo tu jest po prostu przepięknie. To jest cudowne countryside, you can say.
I was really not expecting to find such a thing out here.
No więc właśnie, o to chodzi. Jesteśmy niezwykle mile zaskoczeni. No i ten dworek. Dworek, czyli miejsce, gdzie urodził się sam Józef Wybicki, wielki Polak, no i autor słów polskiego hymnu.
Exactly. So I've read a little bit about this guy, but
this
of course,
guy,
this guy, this amazing
Joseph.
Guy. but of course, I'm hoping to actually find out a little bit more about him today. And of course, I've read, you know, the history of where this kind of anthem came from. Who made the lyrics and things like this.
The times were hard.
Yes, exactly. So they were actually, yeah, very hard, to be honest.
Tak naprawdę Polski wtedy nie było, więc to są bardzo trudne czasy dla Polaków, którzy nie posiadali swojej własnej ojczyzny. Nie mieli gdzie zostawić swojego serca.
Yeah, and for example, so this anthem started in Italy, yes? This kind of, it was during Józef...
Wybicki.
Wybicki. Traveled to Italy to kind of rally the troops in a way. This was kind of like the motivation
tak,
song, let's say.
Tak, historia tego hymnu jest dosyć ciekawa, bo to była taka pieśń, która miała jednoczyć żołnierzy, ale myślę, że o tym powie nam jeszcze dzisiejszy gość dokładniej, to już za chwilę. Ale jeśli chodzi o samą postać Józefa Wybickiego, jak się okazuje, niesamowity człowiek, człowiek renesansu, można powiedzieć, w czasach romantyzmu, albo jeszcze chwilę nawet i przed. Człowiek, który był prawnikiem, ale też się okazuje, miał duszę niezwykłego artysty, bo tworzył sztuki teatralne, no i poetą też był.
Yeah, exactly. He was a man of many talents. What a legacy. Don't you mess with my legacy. I'm all fired up. I got all I need. Don't you mess with my legacy. Cause I'ma be blowing up. I'ma be blowing up. Show respect and integrity. Cause I'm right where. My legacy, cause I'ma be blowing up, I'ma be blowing up in your face like. Mama told me to be patient, Pop said I could go far. My parents always there for me, they think I'll be a star. Still ain't really sure who's gonna heal my scars, but I know with my family and friends it won't be that hard. Oh my, please stop those stupid la-la-las. Am I asking too much? Just let me start. Call me a believer, don't call me a fraud. I'm gonna show the world who's the boss. Tick, tack. Guess we're running, running, running out of time. Tick, tack. Cards on the table and maybe we're gonna be fine. Don't you mess with my legacy. I'm all fired up, I got all I need. Don't you mess with my legacy. Cause I'ma be blowing up, I'ma be blowing up. Show respect and integrity. Cause I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Don't you mess with my legacy. Cause I'ma be blowing up. Your face like legacy, 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 legacy. This is my legacy. Legacy, legacy. So don't you mess with my legacy. Don't you mess with my legacy. I'm all fired up, I got all I need. Don't you mess with my legacy. Cause I'ma be blowing up, I'ma be blowing up. Show respect and integrity. Cause I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Don't you mess with my legacy. Cause I'ma be blowing up, I'ma
your face like?
We just had a small tour of the museum. And again, like I said, I'd fully recommend this museum. Again, it's lots of it is interactive, which is very nice. And we do have a English tour guide, just in case any foreigners would like to visit. But the a couple of things about the museum. One thing that I did find very funny was that Joseph had, of course, many sisters. And of course, this was a time of having many children, I guess. But of course, one thing I did find out is that during this time, if you did have sisters or daughters, for example, they were expected to have many possessions, yes, like lots of
posak,
possessions, money, this kind of stuff to obviously get married. Well, of course, he found a loophole and turned most of his most of his sisters were
siedem sióstr przecież Józef Wybicki
yes,
w sobie miał.
Seven sisters and
I wydaj teraz
four
siedem
of them,
córek i każdej posak.
Four of them were nuns. Yeah, just to, you know, just to kind of stay out the way of marriage, wouldn't have to spend too much money.
Więc pewnym rozwiązaniem było właśnie pójść do zakonu, tam aż posag nie był tak ważny, no może nie był wymagany aż tak duży ten posag.
Fantastic idea though. Okay, so in the next opening we will be joined by that special guest we was telling you about earlier, so be ready.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Good morning, Gdansk. That was Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. What an uplifting song. I really hope that put a smile on your face on this fantastic day. Obviously, it's Constitution Day. 3rd of May. You should be enjoying yourself right now. If you're out having a barbecue, a grill, just enjoying your free time, why not? It's a fantastic time to do so. Now, of course, today we are in a very special location. We are in Benjamin. Benjamin is, well, I'm completely shocked. I didn't realize that Poland has a national anthem museum. Who knew? But yes, it is here in Benjamin. In some people may not have heard of Benjamin. It's quite a secluded place. But if you do decide to come out here, I would recommend it. Bring a picnic, bring a football, for example. There's beautiful grounds all around the museum. Plus, of course, the museum is very interactive, so kids will absolutely love this place. And it's not just about the national anthem, but it's also about the curator of the national anthem, the guy that actually made the Polish national anthem what it is today. It's actually very interesting. And of course, later in the show, if you haven't already heard it, which I'm surprised if you haven't heard it due to the fact that most countries do play this and see this as a national anthem, we will be playing God Save the Queen. But of course, it's a special one. It is by the one and only Brian May, who is a member of Queen himself. And this was performed, we will be playing the performance of him actually on top of Buckingham Palace. Now, most people dream about going inside Buckingham Palace and seeing what it would be like. But Brian May actually performed this on the roof of Buckingham Palace. I wonder how he pulled that off, how he got permission to be allowed to be on the roof of Buckingham Palace. That is absolutely beyond me.
It's approaching 11:30, and here is the news and weather, read by Martin Caron.
Radio Gdańsk, English Service.
The headlines this Friday, May 3rd, 2019. Pentagon warns on risk of Chinese submarines in Arctic. Poland marks 15 years of EU membership. Polish MEPs continue to push back against Nord Stream 2. Good morning. Deepening Chinese activities in the Arctic region could lead to a strengthened military presence by the US, including the deployment of submarines, the Pentagon has said in a US military annual report released on Thursday. This follows Beijing's publication of its first official Arctic policy white paper, where it outlined plans to develop shipping lanes opened up by global warming to form a polar silk road, building on President Xi Jinping's signature Belt and Road Initiative. Despite being a non-Arctic state, China is increasingly active in the region and became an observer member of the Arctic Council in 2013. That has prompted concerns from Arctic states over Beijing's long-term strategic objectives, including possible military deployments. In a speech to mark the 15th anniversary of Poland joining the EU, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said that the community embodies the thousand-year heritage of the continent. He said, "For 1,000 years, Europe has given the world the most precious things: boldness of thought, Christian mercy, modern science, universal education, technology, as well as the democracy that created modern nations." 15 years ago, on May 1st, 2004, Poland and 9 other countries joined the European Union. It was the largest ever enlargement of the EU, and at the time expanded the number of member countries from 15 to 25. The PM added that a strong Europe is in our common interest, and that Poles are committed Europeans. The Prime Minister also said that the EU faced many problems, such as the euro crisis, migration and Brexit, and therefore the project needs to be reinvented so that it maintains its appeal to Europeans. Finally, Morawiecki stressed the importance of the nation-state, reflecting the Polish government's reservations over greater European integration and its belief that the nation-state is the fundamental building block of the EU. A Polish MEP, Aneta Fotyga, is pressing for Polish interests on the controversial topic of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. Fotyga is the chair of the European Security and Defence Subcommittee and one of the Pomeranian candidates in the upcoming European elections. In a parliamentary session this week, she stated that, "We are against the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. Our concern is the increase in Russian military capabilities in the Baltic region, including in the Kaliningrad region, where nuclear weapons warehouses have recently been modernized and missiles deployed. She also reiterated the importance of the Baltic Sea Declaration, which was signed in 2017. The declaration seeks to accelerate the development of offshore wind energy and to foster international cooperation in the Baltic Sea region. With new challenges, it now also seeks to support small fisheries and to protect the natural environment in the Baltic Sea and to prevent the building of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. Today marks the 228th anniversary of the signing of the Polish Constitution in 1792, and there will be a number of events in Gdansk marking the historic occasion. The Constitution is considered one of the most important achievements in the history of Poland, despite being in effect for only a year until the Russo-Polish War of 1792. It was the first constitution of its type in Europe and is considered to be the world's second oldest constitution. There will be a commemorative mass at St. Mary's Basilica in Gdansk, which will be celebrated at 12 noon. After mass, there will be a military march to the monument to the fallen shipyard workers, and an exhibition about the strikes in 1988 will be held. There will also be a family picnic behind the kiosk at the famous Second Gate. The Friday will be showery with a moderate breeze and highs of only 9 degrees centigrade, 48 degrees Fahrenheit, and lows of 2 degrees centigrade, 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Saturday will be sunnier with less chance of rain, but temperatures will remain low with highs of only 10 degrees centigrade, 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and lows of 3 degrees centigrade, 37 degrees Fahrenheit, and winds remaining moderate. That was the RGEN News and Weather.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Good morning, Gdańsk! Dzisiaj audycja specjalna, dzisiaj audycja zupełnie, absolutnie wyjątkowa. I odnajdujemy naszą historię, poznajemy naszą historię na nowo albo zupełnie od nowa.
Now, guys, big news. From next week, those people, we've been telling you about this the last couple of weeks as well, but just to remind you, from next week, we will be here on Friday and Saturday for 2 whole hours. Yes, that's right. Good Morning Gdansk is being extended from 10 till 12 noon. So 2 full hours. And of course, we will be live, but the first hour from 10 till 11, and of course, this will carry on until 12, you can only listen to us on DAB radio. Yes, that is digital radio, which you can get obviously in your car. You can get via the application, or if you want to, you can go to the shop and buy yourself a digital radio. Get out of the dark ages and bring yourself up to date a little bit. All you have to do is look for RGEN service. That is Radio Gdansk English Service, and you'll be able to listen to us from 10 a.m.
Cały czas jesteśmy razem z Chrisem w Muzeum Hymnu Narodowego w Będominie, więc zwiedzamy Pomorze.
And we are joined by a fantastic guest today. He's looking at me like, oh, maybe not fantastic. Come on.
Skromny, ale zaraz nas pewnie zasypie wiedzą historyczną. Przemysław Rej, kurator Muzeum Hymnu Narodowego w Będominie, jest z nami.
Good morning, Będomin.
Dzień dobry. Witamy bardzo serdecznie. Niesamowita atmosfera w tym dworku, można powiedzieć, to
dworze.
Tutaj dworze, no właśnie, nie przesadzajmy, nie umniejszajmy, a więc w tym dworze, gdzie urodził się sam Józef Wybicki.
The atmosphere is connected with the history of this place, so that's natural for us. And of course, the atmosphere is created by museum also, because there's a lot of historic things which create this atmosphere. Also, we started to reenact some part of history here, and for example all the staff got the historical clothes and costumes, so during the season in the summer everyone is going in the historical costume, so it gives us the feeling that you are moving to the history place, really. So
how many participants do you have in these kind of reenactments? Is it quite popular?
When you've got our major event, so it's Battle of Napoleon, Polish Batalia Napoleońska. It's in the second half of August. Usually it's 6,000 tourists. And reenactors is 100-120, sometimes sometimes more.
Jesus, okay.
Hey, that's not, not so much. Every year I'm taking part in the Grunwald, so we've got bigger numbers.
But still, that's quite impressive because, of course, this is the first time I've actually even known about this museum. You know, and it's not even too far from Gdansk. What we were driving, maybe 40 minutes.
Well, less. It's 45 to 55 minutes.
No, yeah, you're just
It depends on how you drive.
The Polish life thing.
I was just in a car with Evelina, and actually very responsible Polish driver. I have to admit, I was quite surprised.
Oczywiście compliment.
But of course, like you were saying, all of the staff members, they all have their kind of outfits, and I've actually just seen your two daughters.
No, one is my
one daughter.
One daughter and her friend and my son.
Okay, and I saw what they were wearing. They look like little Cinderella or something.
No, they've got also historical
costumes. Cinderella.
And they love to wear it and to play here. So it makes the atmosphere of the place. So that's why it's great.
Panie Przemysławie, jaka była historia hymnu? Ona nie była wcale taka oczywista.
Ach, oczywiście, że nie było oczywiste, po pierwsze...
In English, jak pan da radę?
Ach,
możemy miksować.
Okej, okay. Wybicki write this song for soldiers.
Song?
Yeah, it was song. And this song, after some changes, became the national anthem. But first it was something like the clarifying of the program of Polish forces in Italy, because they were far from from home. Usually they were created, the force was created from the prisoners of war, which previously were taken to the army by Austrian army. So they were very far, and they don't know, they don't exactly know what General Dąbrowski wants to do. That's why Wybicki make them for them some clarification and write a song, and that's why they're going through the sea, through the Vistula and
bardzo taki Bada, działający na wyobraźnię słowa.
Yes, and everything was clarified in the in the text.
Czyli po prostu take the rules of the lyrics and
yeah,
just do
that's
it.
And history. Yeah.
Also, there was the problem that's in Poland when we meet together, and there are two Poland, there are three opinions. And the Polish emigrants, some of them were very opposite to the idea of the Dąbrowski's legions, and sent some messages to France that he is doing not quite exactly what they want. And there is really a problem that Dąbrowski many times wrote that in letters that he is fighting not against the enemies of Poland, but against other Polish who wanted to sabotage his works. Also, this song, the idea of this song was to create the Dąbrowski as a leader and to show to everyone that this is the one leader who will lead us and who will recreate the Poland.
Wow, that's quite interesting. And of course, another interesting fact about the Star Spangled Banner, which we recently heard earlier by Lady Gaga, the Star Spangled Banner was actually written by Francis Scott Key in 1814. And this wasn't written in his leisure time. This was actually written while he was detained on a British ship in the Baltimore. So, you know, even though he was detained, he still found the time to write the American anthem. And this is what's played today. Good morning, Gdansk. We are in the National Museum of the Polish Anthem here in Benjamin. And of course, we are joined by a special guest as well, the director, the creator.
Creator.
Przemysław Rej cały czas jest z nami. Jak się okazuje, historia hymnu polskiego wcale nie była taka oczywista. Wcześniej można powiedzieć, że hymn był pieśnią. A piosenką?
No, it's a military song.
Czyli pieśń, to będzie dobre słowo, a później stał się hymnem narodowym. To jak to się stało, że się stał hymnem?
Oh, it was, as in Poland, it was complicated.
Tak. Jak już pan powiedział, gdzie dwie osoby, trzy opinie.
Yes. After the regaining the independence, we've got the problem with the national symbols. Three parts of Poland, which became together, again together, the one country, got the different histories and different tradition after this 123 years. So there was there was different opinion what should be the our symbol, national symbols, and one of the symbols is national anthem. There was few proposals, for example Rota, so it was then it was the name of the song was the Grunwald song, because the first time it was sung during the anniversary of the Battle of Grunwald. There was, of course, Marshal Piłsudski wanted to sing the song of his legends, not of Dąbrowski's legends. And there was many others, but in 1921, that was the first moment of in history when the song of the Polish legends in Italy became some kind of anthem. Because the Minister of War said that every Polish soldier should make honors during this song. After it, 1926, the Minister of Education, it was now it's the Minister of Education, then it was the Minister of Religion and Education, said that in schools that this song is the national anthem. Finally, in 1927, the Minister of Internal Affairs made the final decision that this song should be the national anthem. Funny thing is that since 1927, there was no changes in the text. So the communists didn't change it. They asked the Stalin what he thinks about this song, and he said, yes, it could be a national anthem because it's quite a nice song.
So surprising.
It was really surprising. Yes, yes.
Ale oczywiście hymn zmieniał się przez lata.
Song.
No tak, właśnie, rozróżniamy.
The song was
różne słowa, prawda, wymieniane. Zacytuję 14-18 rok 1900. To rzeczywiście jeszcze Polska nie zginęła, póki Haller żyje, a w roku na przykład tutaj później mamy już póki my żyjemy. Tutaj były te zmiany różne.
Of course, the changes was connected with history, as always. In different moments of history, we've got different heroes, different leaders, and the song was quite good, so they changed only the leaders. And there was Krzyżanowski, there was Haller, there was Piłsudski, even there was Wałęsa in the 1980s. So that's why it was living song, but in 1926 they decided to take one version as a national anthem. It was shorter version because original got six verses and now it's four, and there was some changes in the text, but not very big.
And do you know anything about the British anthem, Mr. Ray?
Yeah, we've got the jokes that the British are purely IT nation because they've got the song national anthem "God Save the King" or the Queen. Yeah, so we like it as they are really innovative.
Honestly, yeah, with the British anthem, I guess there's not really. The history isn't so deep, I guess, but of course it's celebrated in many different countries around the world. This is the one thing with the British anthem. Of course, like New Zealand, for example, it's their second national anthem, and many other countries as well. They kind of pride themselves on this.
But the same is with Polish anthem, because Poles are everywhere, so...
No właśnie, nie ma takiego miejsca na ziemi, gdzie nie spotkałbyś Polaka.
One quick question. Now, for example, when you hear the anthem, what kind of feeling does it give you? Obviously, you're quite close to this kind of whole museum, the anthem. So what kind of feeling do you get when you hear this anthem?
Jestem przepełniony tą hymniczną atmosferą.
When I'm hearing the anthem now, I'm hearing it.
You're fed up with
it. Is there any failure in this?
Czyli bardziej tak technicznie już pan podchodzi do tego.
Yeah, that's my
Czy nie pomylili słów? Czy jest póki, czy kiedy? To jest Radio Gdańsk, wydanie specjalne dzisiaj Good Morning Gdańsk.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Dami Im and the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic Choir to perform the national anthem.
What a country. So I have my own experience from Australia from 5 years ago when I spent just over a year living there. I managed to travel the whole country in that time. And wow, what a country it is. In Australia, we do have the Australian Day. And of course, this is celebrated, I would even say, close to the same level as America. The Australians, obviously, they like to party on this day. It's all about the grills. It's in the middle of summer, so it's January the 26th. So on this day, the Australians like to really go wild. It's very similar to the Americans' 4th of July. And the way Australians celebrate it is just through having barbecues on the beach, for example, beers. You know, they love to drink, of course. The Australians are very similar to the British in this sense. And interesting fact, did you know Australia is the only country to eat the animals they actually have representing their country on the flag? So they have a kangaroo and an emu on their national flag, which they actually eat. If you haven't already heard it, we will be playing God Save the Queen. It's a special one. This was performed. We will be playing the performance of Brian May, actually on top of Buckingham Palace. Now, most people dream about going inside Buckingham Palace and seeing what it would be like, but Brian May actually performed this on the roof of Buckingham Palace. Good morning, Gdansk. We are back. And just to give you an idea of the atmosphere around here at the moment. So, of course, like we just spoke about, there's kids running around dressed up in costumes. There's, I assume, only is your dog sleeping at my feet.
Probably in the garden, so.
And we are sitting on chairs that are already 100 years old.
Yeah, they're quite young, yeah.
Quite young.
Ale stół ma 200 lat.
Yeah, probably. This one? No, 150.
Well, just casually. And of course, this is your office, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a bad office to come here every
to
day.
To nie jest styl skandynawski. Tak bardzo modny.
No, it's Polish style.
Tak, meble rzeźbione, meble gdańskie.
Yeah, yes. Just out of interest, with the furniture, like, where did it come from? Is this actually originals or copies or...?
No, all of it is original here.
Okay. Mm,
and they came from different places.
Wow,
this
okay.
Furniture, frankly speaking, is a funny history because the voivodeship changed the furniture and they give us the old one and they made, probably they bought some new one.
Ale pasuje. Okay.
So if they ask us, do we want to, we say of course. Why not? Yes.
but still, although everything is very old here, they still use computers. They have smartphones.
They and this is what I was shocked about when I went downstairs to the museum. It's very, very up to date, I would say. I'll be honest, I was expecting something a little bit different. But you know, when I see headphones, computers,
TV
screens...
It was a little bit different, but yeah. We changed it and we are changing it slightly every day.
Yeah.
We don't want to have too much electronics because it's getting older and older very quickly. Yeah. And with finance, we are not so strong, so there's a problem with making the update and modernization of the equipment.
And you were talking about the reenactments earlier. Now I'm just interested how you become part of this reenactment. Can anybody just join? Like
yes, if you
I'm thinking about it now.
Participate, but you have to have all kind of equipment connected to the period.
Equipment?
Such as? So you have to have clothes, you have to have got your arms. For example, there's my rifle.
There's my rifle just casually behind Evelina.
That's laying that under.
Yeah,
it's normal. Yeah, at home I've got more. I got more because I'm in a reactment for 20 years, more than 20 years. So.
And the reactment lasts for how many hours? How many hours are we talking? Like, it's a whole day or?
Our event is quite short because it's one day.
Okay.
But for example, Battle of Moonlight is 1 week.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
So still, you want to join? Are you sure?
I'm going there with my my wife, my kids, my dog.
To jest zbroja dla doga?
No. Dog is historical. Pure history, so it's okay.
Panie Przemysławie, jaką ofertę macie dla zwiedzających? Co można tutaj zobaczyć?
Bogatą.
No właśnie, proszę trochę opowiedzieć. Zbliża się sezon, będą wakacje, będą długie weekendy.
I would like to show the history of the anthem. It's natural and how it it was, how it changed during the years. But also I wanted to show the Józef Wybicki. As a person, as a not only, he's well known as an author of the national anthem. And
probably
if you, ask the Poles what he knows about Wybicki, it's the only thing.
Okay.
And he was a really interesting person who was involved in every event which wanted to help Poland during the hard times or to recreate Poland after partition. So we wanted to show, not as a guy from Monument, but as a living person. That's why, for example, now we are making here the historical paper. Now we are also preparing to make our own money, because Wybicki was the first Polish writer, one of the first, who wrote about create the paper money in Poland.
Wow.
And in 1794, during the uprising of Kościuszko, insurrection, they created the first Polish paper money. So, and he was also involved in this uprising, so it's natural. That's why we wanted to show his as an economist, as a manager of this place, as a writer, many versions of one person.
Do you think he's like shown enough, like for such an extraordinary man, let's say, do you think he's kind of shown off enough or recognized enough?
No. He's recognized only by one his song.
That's why you have to come
and,
to Ben.
Yeah. And we wanted to show him more his dimension.
Of course. Yeah, okay, absolutely fantastic.
Panie Przemysławie, tak krótkie strzały, co będzie w tym sezonie tu organizowane, podczas jakich imprez będzie można Was odwiedzić?
Po pierwsze, można nas odwiedzić codziennie od wtorku do niedzieli. Zawsze zapraszamy, właściwie prawie zawsze mamy piękną pogodę, to jest jakby pierwsza sprawa. Oprócz jakby tej warstwy podstawowej, czyli wystaw w muzeum, wystaw stałych, mamy jeszcze wystawę czasową poświęconą symbolom niepodległej i wystawę, która do końca czerwca, jak dobrze pamiętam, będzie o historii Będomina. Później w połowie sierpnia otwieramy wystawę Grafik Napoleońskich, którą nam się kupić dzięki wsparciu lotniska w Mierzchowie. Grafik Napoleońskich z kolekcji Andrzeja Nieuważnego. Takich wydarzeń szczególnych, na które zapraszamy, to jest oczywiście Noc Muzeów 18 maja. 25 maja zapraszamy wszystkie szkoły i też osoby, nazwijmy to grupy indywidualne, to trochę głupio brzmi, ale tak, do udziału w rajdzie z Cikorzyna do Będomina, gdzie można wziąć udział w pierwszym albo rowerowym rajdzie. Po drodze mamy trochę punktów sprawnościowych do zrealizowania i też my dbamy o to, żeby uczestnicy dowiedzieli się, czego nie wiedzą o hymnie Józefie Wybickim, bo zadajmy dość wredne pytania. I 24 sierpnia zaprzę naszą flagową imprezę, czyli Batalię Napoleońską. To jest jakby najważniejsze wydarzenie w ciągu roku. A potem jest szereg jeszcze mniejszych wydarzeń. Właściwie co tydzień coś się dzieje.
Przemysław Rej, kurator Muzeum Hymnu Narodowego w Będominie, był naszym gościem. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been amazing. Thank you.
A nasza wycieczka dobiega końca. Chris Farman.
And Evelina Potocka. Have a fantastic weekend. And I hope you guys know now have a sense of the pride people have for their national anthem. It just represents their country so much. But we're going to leave you with something very special. You've been waiting for this for the whole hour. Here is the Polish national anthem.